The hailing frequencies are open because 2022 is about to end, and I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. Intern Brago just entered the room. He is ready to talk about his favorite things he fell asleep watching in 2022.
So we talked about, of all the categories of the best of 2022, that the television category was the best. I'm sorry, intern Brago was like biting my knee for some reason. I don't know what's going on there.
Wow, he came to fight.
Yes, he did. He wanted to talk about television as well. But so television, I think, was the best of all the mediums. Would you agree on that?
Absolutely. Like, far and away. Yeah, I mean, I did read a lot of good books this year, but television.
Yes. So there are, Entertainment Weekly has this list of the 18 best TV shows of 2022 and five worst. And they have the best in no particular order. And I thought it would be a good thing because, like, again, we didn't give a lot of love, or we didn't talk nearly enough, I think, about the list. So I thought we'd go through their list in no particular order. They're not ranked in any particular order.
Great.
And we would talk about why we think they definitely deserve to be in this list. And then it'll also be interesting to see, like, what
or
they
not.
Or what they put in the worst. So there, I mean, there's a couple of them I'm going to skip here. We talked about it a little bit. The Bear, FX's The Bear, you know, an old fashioned grimy workplace sitcom shot with worthy tension and a sumptuous foodie gloss.
I wouldn't call it a sitcom. It's not very funny.
Well, it's weird because, right, there's all these dramas that are,
we love a dramedy right now. It's a big vibe.
There are all these dramas that are 30 minutes long. It's a new format, and so people don't know quite how to take it. But why do you think The Bear deserves to be on this list of the best television shows of 2022?
For the episode that's all one take. If you have ever worked in food service in any way, shape, or form, this really nails it.
Mm-hmm.
It really nails how horrible an experience that can be. What I think, where I think it really succeeds, is it feels very naturalistic. This is a scripted show that feels like it could be a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of that is due to the improv. They don't have to be DLP when they go to set.
You should explain what that means.
Dead letter perfect.
Which means
you have to be dead letter perfect
to the
script.
Thank you.
What else?
We can't assume that everybody listens knows exactly what you're talking about.
It's particularly important when you do things like classics, or if your showrunner's a real asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Bear is also an important show because it surprised people.
I think television is good where it takes something mundane and makes it special. And that's what The Bear does in terms of working in a restaurant.
Yeah, and love that dude from The Punisher.
Yes, I can't.
I don't know the actor's name.
I can't pull his name. So, all right, we're moving on.
Cousin.
I have not seen this show, but Evil on Paramount Plus, and this was the year that Evil, because Evil had two seasons on CBS. This is the Mike Coulter, Michael Emerson
show,
demon fighting show. Mm-hmm. And I know they had two seasons on CBS, and then I guess they didn't want to put it on CBS anymore, so they put the third season.
I know, and now they have swears.
On Paramount Plus, so they got a little bit sexier.
Yeah. They're going the Lucifer route with the show.
Yeah, but everybody says that the show elevated. It got better. And I had heard that the first two seasons were pretty good anyway. So, like, yeah, Evil, Paramount Plus is on this list.
Good for Evil. I have not seen it.
Another show that I have not seen is another Paramount Plus show. It's called Players. I've never heard of this show. Apparently, Players is a really good show. Another show is on is, I totally agree, although I don't think it was the best season of the show, HBO's Barry. Barry is about the assassin for hire veteran Barry, who is unshaved and unhinged, and he has come to Hollywood to become an actor. And over the course of two seasons, he accidentally killed Henry Winkler's love of his life. And season three is all him dealing with, how does he deal with that he literally shot his mentor's love accidentally. And it gets pretty crazy. I will be surprised if Henry Winkler doesn't win the Emmy. And I think he already has won the Emmy, but if he doesn't win the Emmy for this,
against Patty and Bob.
Mm-hmm. Another show that is on here is a show that I've heard a lot about. I think you and I have talked about watching it. It got lost. It's called We Own the City on HBO. It's John Bernthal's.
Oh, yeah.
He plays Wayne Jenkins, a real life cop who is the pride of the Baltimore Police Department before his stunning downfall. I have heard a lot of people describe this show as the spiritual successor to The Wire. Which I think is the reason why we avoided it, because we were like, oh, it's going to be a bummer.
I also don't want to watch anything with cops, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like a tough thing for me right now.
I've heard a lot about the show, haven't seen it. Jendi Tartakovsky's Primal on Adult Swim is in this list, which is, of course, he's the creator who made Samurai Jack.
Yep.
It's basically, I've heard this is like his Conan takeoff. Better Call Saul, of course,
as it should mm-hmm. be.
Oh, this is one that should deserve a comedy reboot on Hulu is on this list. This is the Keegan and Michael Key, the Judy Greer, Johnny Knoxville show, where it's the idea that they're rebooting this like sort of Full House type show, but it is about the making of this show and like making this show current. It's actually really good. It's on Hulu. You haven't seen it. Severance on Apple TV is on this list. I have not seen it. Yes. Los Espookies from HBO is on this list. Better Things from FX is on the list. Oh, one we forgot about. Hacks, HBO Max
is
on this list.
I said Hacks.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The Gene Smart Show. The Good Fight is on this list. Better Call Saul, of course. Barry, Reservation Dogs. There's some. All right, here, let's get to the worst.
Okay.
The First Lady is on the worst. That was that Showtime show where Eleanor Roosevelt, Betty Ford, and Michelle Obama were all in the show. It is considered to be one of the worst shows. Anything?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
We have talked about this show in the past before, okay. Actually. We've watched the commercial before. Well, you can talk a lot about this one. Big Stupid Prequels is their big qualifier here. And they park Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Rings of Power.
Yes.
Andor.
I don't know. I didn't waste my time on that.
And they were like the only they're like, it's a problem when the standout prequel of the year is Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
I guess we're just not allowing that Better Call Saul as a prequel.
I guess we're moving.
Or House of the Dragon.
I guess they're moving past. Like, this is their description here. They're like, did you know Sauron was a babe? Did you know that young Princess Leia hung out with Obi-Wan Kenobi? Did you know that before the Halo people went to Halo, they talked about going to Halo
Halo.
I didn't realize Halo was a prequel. I watched the first episode and didn't realize. So, yes, they called them all unwatchable. So what are your thoughts on, they throw in House of Dragon in this list too, which I don't agree with.
House of the Dragon is very divisive. There are people who do not like it, and they're like, it fails in all the way that Game of Thrones fails. And I'm like, I'm sorry that you thought Emilia Clarke was going to save the universe.
Why do you think we have all these prequels now that just don't work?
For the same reason that our superhero movies are failing, because it's lazy production by committee. Mm-hmm. What's easier than creating something original? Just ripping off a less good version of it that already kind of exists. Like Obi-Wan is the prime example of that. I saw Obi-Wan at the screening in the big theater at Star Wars Celebration. And to hear everyone in the room cheering for something that is so objectively bad.
Mm-hmm.
But nostalgia is king right now because everyone is sad and has anxiety, and we return to our favorite things to help us cope. Unfortunately, because it's a lazy choice to begin with, the filmmaking is lazy. And it's not even anyone's fault in particular. I don't fault anyone who worked on it. People take jobs. I would have taken those jobs. But like, they're all bad. And they're pale copies of what they're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You have to add something new to the mythology, whether your mythology is blue meth or dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And shows that can do that are more successful. But let me tell you, the Rings of Power is really, Amazon is really trying to get them an FYC Emmy nomination. And it's not going to happen because that show's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Another forgettable shows that Entertainment Weekly says was bad was The Terminal List on Amazon Prime, that Chris Pratt Navy SEAL thing that came and went. Stephen Moffat's The Time Traveler's Wife on HBO that came and went.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then this is really beating a dead horse here. They put season 4 of Westworld on here, which I actually really enjoyed, especially after how terrible their third season was. But the show is dead either way, and at the time of this recording, I just saw it was ripped off of HBO Max. They're taking Westworld off of HBO.
Oh, they're not even just going to keep making money on it?
No.
Because people watched it even when it was bad.
A lot of people think they're going to sell it to somebody else, which is the reason why they're ripping off HBO.
Mm.
But still, like, a lot of people are like, I know people are watching that show.
Yeah.
even though it's like years and years later. But yeah, I don't think Westworld deserved to be in the worst.
Yeah.
It is interesting when the good stuff that is good soars so high, the stuff that is bad just is like, oh man. Yeah, because I agree with you. I thought Obi-Wan Kenobi was awful.
Yeah, awful. And you know, it's interesting because when you talk to people who like those shows and mm-hmm. they are something that you quote unquote should like because it's a character or a property that you're fond of, the thing that people always come back with is like, well, would you have been happy with anything that they did?
I would have, because and the reason why I say this,
I think that's an unfair thing to come back with.
I agree.
Because you're negating someone's opinion.
I think that House of the Dragon proves that rule.
Yes.
Because again, like you said, was I excited for a new Game of Thrones show? No. Was I excited about it being about my least favorite family on Game of Thrones? Yeah. No. I went into that pilot being like, I'm probably going to hate this. And they told a great story with great characters, and they did something that I hadn't seen before. They made a very real family in a very fantasy world. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, that's the problem that Game of Thrones got into as it went on to more and more seasons and has became the biggest show in the world for those 5 or 6 years, is that the main characters felt less and less like real people. Mm-hmm. And the family that is at the center of House of Dragon is very much a real family. And I, you know, shows like Obi-Wan Kenobi to me, yeah, like, you know, I actually think, and I've said this to you for years, because Obi-Wan Kenobi is my favorite Star Wars character. I've said to you for years that I was like, there is a great story in between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. There's 16 years there. He could have done a million things. He could have fought Jabba the Hutt in a Yojimbo takeoff. He could have. I even don't even have a problem with him leaving Tatooine. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the thing that they did in that show was they were just like, hey, what if he fought Darth Vader a couple more times? And in my opinion, we've already seen the best two battles of a Darth Vader between Obi-Wan Kenobi. Why do we need to see two more? And then also, like, their biggest invention was, hey, what if he met Leia Organa? And you're just like, well, I bet it was pretty uninteresting because she would have been a child during that time. And it was pretty uninteresting.
Here's my hot take. No children and no live animals on screen anymore. Yeah. We don't need them. They're always bad.
Yeah.
No children.
Although it's going to be hard to tell some stories without children, though, especially like family dramas.
Cast
and stuff like
an adult as a child.
But yes, it's. I agree with you. You've got to
add something.
You've got to do. And that's why Better Call Saul succeeds like crazy, because it definitely feels like Breaking Bad, but it's like doing something completely different.
But you also can't lean too much on what else is popular. Like, in my mm-hmm. opinion, one of the hugest failings of The Rings of Power is the Game of Thronesification of Lord of the Rings, which is what I have been saying mm-hmm. for ages, is what I, as a fan did not want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to eat their cake and have it. They're trying to do like beautiful Rivendell, but like maybe imply sexual assault. And you're like, that's not what this property does. And it is interesting to me when it succeeds and when it fails. And then it's interesting to me, like, I would argue Star Wars has no successes, but there are other franchises where like they have successes and they have failures. And that's very interesting to me as well.
Totally get it. All right. I think it's a good place to end it. Thank you so much. I think this will be the last Geek History Lesson extra of...
It definitely will be.
2022. So thank you so much for your support, and thank you so much for making a great 2022 for us here on the Patreon. The Discord is hopping. It's really great, and really excited about the things we got going on in the new year.
Yeah.
You excited about it, Ashley?
I am excited about it.
Excited about the power of the rings of the house that... throws the dragon.
I don't have to worry about Rings of Power for like 2 whole years. That's a blessing. Unless they want to cast me in it, then it's my favorite thing that's ever happened.
All right. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great end of your 2022. Have a great beginning of your 2023. And we'll talk soon. Thanks again for the support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye.